right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 433. I'm your host, Cheapy D, here in New York, New York. And as sometimes, there's no wombat. But as always, there's Shipwreck.
Hello. Yeah, we've been talking for like an hour while Wombat's been trying to work through some technical difficulties.
Why didn't we just record that? We really just did a whole show.
We pretty much just shopped for Transformers for an hour.
But that's a show. It's a show for a very specific audience, but that's still a show. Sure. I feel like we just wasted a lot of good stuff. But I don't know what Wombat's computer broke, and I don't know what happened. Something broke. But that's okay, because there's a lot of stuff to talk about, and we're here. So get used to it. So I got to hang out with Lone Esteban tonight. He's in from Tokyo. Mm-hmm. And I know that you know him, Ship, because you met him in Tokyo.
I met him. Nice guy.
And it was his first trip to New York. And I think it's always pretty interesting when somebody comes and visits New York City for the first time, but especially when somebody comes like who's been living in Japan for a really long time. So it was really interesting to hear his hot takes on New York City. And he said, like, one of the things that he said was, you know, New York gets a bad rap for people being rude here, but he found that people were actually very polite and offered him assistance, like, with a smile. And, you know, he like tripped and fell somewhere and people were like concerned and asked him if he was okay. And he said, if that happened in Tokyo, any of that shit happened in Tokyo, people just try to, you know, get away from you. Basically, they don't want to. And it's not because you're a foreigner. Just in general, people aren't looking to have contact with you there. And I talked about this before, but it was just nice to hear somebody else tell me I'm right, Shipwreck. I think that's what it comes
right.
down to.
I don't know.
That I was right when I said that a couple months ago.
Going to both of them. I mean, I ran into people that helped us in Tokyo.
No, people will help you in Tokyo, and they're you know, not rude about it, certainly, and they're perfectly nice about it. But in New York, you're more likely to have somebody like come offer you help if you look like you're confused or lost. Unlike in Tokyo, where like if you're a Japanese person, somebody walks up to you and asks for directions, maybe you'd rather just that not have had happened, and you just
I don't know. My experience was we got off the subway in Tokyo and a little kid came up to us and wanted to give us directions.
Well, he's never seen somebody with red hair before, right? He was touching your hair, right? And saying something about like magic.
Yeah. I mean, that was part of it.
Demon. I think he was saying probably demon.
Right.
Over and over again.
He pointed me to where the, I don't know.
Where the demons go. Exactly.
Right. The Imperial Grounds or something. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever that.
The demon proving grounds. That's right.
I don't know.
No, I mean, people, I'm saying that people sort of look to connect with you here.
There's a lot more people talking in New York City than there is in Tokyo. That's for sure.
It's loud. Right. It's very loud here. Yeah, that's the other thing that Esteban was saying. You know, obviously it's much dirtier here.
Oh, yeah,
but it's,
definitely.
You know, but he didn't feel like it was unsafe or anything like that. But yeah, and he said, like, you know, there's crazy people in both places. But I guess the crazy people are more aggressive here. Mm-hmm. They'll, like, you know, threaten you and stuff. Okay, let me ask you a question as a parent, what you would do in this situation.
Okay.
So I was on the subway with Ty coming back from Japanese class on yesterday. And we're on the subway and there's a woman at the end of the subway car, and she's wearing sunglasses and she's a very large woman. She's wearing sunglasses and she has a lot of belongings with her. And she starts announcing to everybody that she knows about you shady motherfuckers and that she's got the GPS and she's going to track you motherfuckers down, and don't look at me. I see you looking at me. Don't think you're so cool. You know, you're slick looking at me. I'm going to follow you. I got GPS. And so I'm sitting with Ty there and he's reading his Encyclopedia Brown book.
Oh, is that still a thing? I was talking about Encyclopedia Brown earlier this week and was not sure if that was a thing because I didn't know if kids knew what encyclopedias were.
It's still a thing. It's like 50 years of Encyclopedia Brown, according to the foreword.
Fantastic. I didn't know if he was like Wikipedia Brown now or something.
Nope. Still a thing. So, you know, I know that Ty has heard this woman say drop the F-bomb probably 4 or 5 times at this point. Mm-hmm. And just so I just asked him. I was like, Ty, you know, do you want to move to the other car? And he's like, nah, just ignore her, and just went back to reading his book. But at the same time, you're like a minute earlier, a woman sat down in the seat with her son, probably around the same age as Ty, sat there for about 30 seconds, heard the woman, you know, screaming about the, you know, the GPS and all that, and, you know, grabbed the kid, you know, stood up and grabbed the kid and yanked him out of there. So my question, Chip, is what would you do in that situation? With an 8-year-old.
I don't know.
Like, it may be hard.
I don't have an
8-year-old
yet.
Yeah.
Like with my daughter.
It's no problem.
She'd probably just be staring at the woman anyways. Like,
right. Well, then you'd be worried about how the woman would react.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Like, it seems like Ty is mature enough that he can just ignore it. So
it's not his first rodeo in terms of like crazy person. You know, she was pretty intense though. I got to say, I was even like, oh, I don't know, but it wasn't we weren't going to be on the train for that long. Anyway, nobody got stabbed while we were there. And I don't think she actually had a GPS tracker on people. So
good.
It was okay. This was really interesting. From one of our listeners, Detective Conan 16 wrote in. And I thought he was joking when he posted this on the forum, but no, there's a big Hanukkah connection to Cincinnati. You read this, right, Chip?
I did. We have a full aisle at Target.
No, that's not it. Did you read this?
Yeah, I did.
So, I guess Hanukkah, as it's celebrated now, is actually like a relatively new holiday, in America. Because I guess a couple hundred years ago in Cincinnati, two rabbis, I guess felt bad that their kids didn't get to celebrate Christmas, and there was no Jewish equivalent of Christmas, and they turned the Hanukkah celebration into more of a celebration and added gifts and made it more Christmassy. Who knew? I thought that this went back, you know, thousands of years, but no, it's from Cincinnati. And there's no cheese involved. How did that happen?
I think this was pre-cheese. I don't know.
Right. Cheese was probably a luxury item back then.
Cincinnati's we're big into pork products as well. So.
Right. But no one's forcing the people to eat the pork products.
Oh, we try.
You are forcing people.
Yeah.
No, I thought that was really interesting. And I'm telling all the Jews that I know about that.
Yeah, I had no idea either. So.
All right. Should we do some show feedback?
Sure. Volt 1 Up says, by far the most annoying wombat has ever been on a podcast.
So that encompasses any podcast that he's been on, not just ours. What did he do that was so bad last week?
I think people were upset that he was so down on the Sony press conference.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, he was poo-pooing on everything that they did. And I thought it was actually a pretty strong showing for Sony. I get that Wombat didn't have anything to get excited about too much, but they're doing okay without Wombat, I guess.
Right. I laughed when I read that. I'm sure Wombat put that on the outline, right? You didn't do that.
No, I didn't do that. Wombat put that on there.
I laughed when I read that. How about some Watch This Bitches?
Yeah, we both watched Ant-Man, right?
I saw it in the theater.
Oh, you did?
Hell yeah. It was a horrible theater experience. Do not go to see a movie in Times Square on like a Friday night at, you know, 9:30 or something like that.
Huh. I didn't realize that you would see it in the theater.
Yeah, in 3D.
Oh, wow. I think that would be a good 3D movie. I was actually thinking about rewatching it in 3D here.
Do you like to have the lights that they put on the floor of the movie theater?
Mm-hmm.
So like if there's a fire or something, you can get out. Do you like to have those reflected in the glasses?
No.
When you watch a movie? No. Then we shouldn't see it in 3D in this theater in Times Square, at least.
Fortunately, I did not install those in my house.
Good. So how would you think of it?
I thought it was pretty good. I thought I would like it more than I did, I guess.
Was it too silly?
It was a little bit silly and a little bit formulaic for one of these superhero movies. Like, I know they all are kind of go by certain tropes, but this one just seemed like a standard, yes, we have one superhero and this is his story type of movie. I don't know. I was expecting something that I would like as much as I did Guardians of the Galaxy, which I think was just like an excellent movie. They did everything right with that.
Yeah.
This just seemed like there's an awful lot of montages. I mean, I enjoyed the movie still. I just don't think it's not up there with Guardians of the Galaxy or Captain America 2 or Iron Man 1 in these movies.
I remember being annoyed by the other robbers.
They're a bit much.
Yeah, I feel like they would do one job and be murdered on the job by either the homeowner or the police. Somebody is murdering them.
Right. I understand them putting comedic relief in there, but it's Ant-Man to begin with. Like, you already have Paul Rudd in there providing the comedic role. You don't need to really lay it on.
Right. Yeah, they had enough jokes. They didn't need the goofy, you know, sidekick Hispanic guy. People love him, though. People thought that he was like the best character in the movie.
He was okay. I thought in doses, I would have been fine with him.
It's too much. Silly all the time. Why can't he be serious sometimes? Why does he have to be like a clown?
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah, I enjoyed the Ant-Man character, though. Like, I thought that was interesting. I liked the fight scenes. I thought were really well done with him changing sizes and everything as he was going through the battles. Yeah. I thought the end battle was very cute, but
yeah, with the train and stuff. It's a good movie.
Yeah,
but I liked Earth's Mightiest Heroes Avengers cartoon depiction of Ant-Man. Have you seen that?
No, I have not.
Oh. That's good. It's much more, I don't know.
I'm interested to see much more complex character. How they weave Ant-Man into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I mean, I know that there's another Ant-Man movie coming, but are they adding him into these other movies somehow too? Is that how this works?
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't get to play in those movies.
Well, I mean, there was an Avenger in this movie, and there was like the scene afterwards or right towards the end of the movie was kind of saying that he was going to go meet up with the Avengers.
Right. All right.
I don't know.
Sometimes you have too many characters in these movies, but whatever. We'll see. How about Star Wars?
I'm going to see it. It's opening night, 8:30 on Thursday.
That's I'm excited for you. I'm a little nervous and upset because I saw you tweet about you going to see Star Wars, and I'm supposed to have Star Wars blocked on all my Twitter clients.
I got through.
If I'm following somebody, then it doesn't mute them. Is that what it is?
Maybe. I don't know. Like,
well, that's dumb.
With Twitter, I'm not so concerned with the people that I'm following that they're gonna spoil something.
I am. I'm concerned. You know, are these you? Websites? Well, I'm concerned that here's what happens. All these websites are fighting for the page views. Yes, now.
Don't follow websites on there. Take all the websites off.
But the people I follow, a lot of people who write for these websites or write for websites
their
that
retweets.
Are
retweets.
How do you do that?
You just click on their name and you can go in there and mute their retweets.
It's so much work, Shipwreck, for the stupid movie. So I entered all these keywords, all these variations, all the characters, all this shit, and now it's not going to work if I'm following the people? And I did it on two things. I did it on TweetDeck and TweetBot.
I think you're probably just going to have to see the movie on opening
night. I know, as soon as possible. I already told Mrs. Cheapy, I'm like, can we just go on Saturday morning or something, like 9 o'clock, 9:30? It's not looking good. I don't know.
I don't know. I've been surprised that I have not learned anything yet about it, like beyond trailer type stuff.
I haven't even seen the trailer.
Really?
I've been doing a good job. Wow. And they have been running commercials too, and I've been able to dodge them.
The trailer does not really spoil anything.
I'm not really looking for a spoil. It's fine. Like I cannot see it. I'm pretty, I don't think I have like a very strong willpower, but I can do this. I cannot watch a trailer.
Did you watch the SportsCenter special on Star Wars?
We were eating in a Japanese restaurant the other night.
Okay.
And it was on.
It was on.
With a lightsaber, right?
Yeah. We were eating in a restaurant last night and it was on. And my daughter, of course, loves Darth Vader.
Okay.
So, like, I had to keep distracting her at points like the Empire Strikes Back, the dream sequence scene where
Oh, yeah. His head comes off.
Where his head comes off. Yeah.
Like
It was. I know. She was.
Oh, very, look over there, Elvis.
Right. She was very concerned when Darth Vader's house blew up. Which
right, of course.
Right. She's like, Darth Vader's house. And then it blew up and she went, uh-oh.
Luckily, he wasn't in it.
So. Right. That's what I said. I was like, they'll rebuild it. He was not in it. And and then like the scene where Darth Vader was fighting with his friend Obi-Wan, like that lightsaber battle.
Right.
And Obi-Wan disappears.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, where'd he go?
Like, bye-bye.
Yeah. Like that's everybody asks that same question because it makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ty asks, why did he do that? Why did he just stop fighting? I can't explain it.
Right. Just go with it. But like that was her first time actually seeing like Star Wars footage beyond just like pictures or commercials or something. So it was really hard to like tear her eyes away from it.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. That is cool. So I don't know. I'm hoping to see it on Saturday at some point somewhere, but who knows? Ty's got a birthday party.
Who schedules a kid's birthday party on Star Wars opening weekend?
Oh, and somehow like they sent the invite to Mrs. Cheapy and she didn't see it. So they sent it to her again today and then she saw it. So now they think we're assholes. You gotta send that shit to me. I handle these types of events, parents. Okay. You're going to get lost in the shuffle if you send it to Mrs. Cheapy.
Can we talk about the really big movie news that was announced yesterday?
You talk about it while I read the article.
We talked about this like a couple months ago on the CADcast that Hasbro should make a cinematic universe with all their properties, and it's kind of happening.
Right.
They are making a universe with G.I. Joe and not Transformers because –
they're taken.
Yeah.
They're already making enough money.
They're already making enough money. They are adding in Mask.
Mask.
That's pretty crazy. I think a Mask.
Who's looking for that, though, really?
I think it could do okay.
I mean, I'm the guy who had a lot of Mask.
Right. I think you're the ones looking for that.
And my mom gave them away when I was like away.
I made big money on those on eBay. I sold them all overseas.
There's an overseas demand.
There is. I don't remember what country it was, but one country just like bought them all. So maybe they
probably North Korea, right?
I don't think
Kim Jong Un is a big fan.
Right, he was trying to recreate the vehicles for their military.
Right.
But yeah, a Mask movie I think could be really good in a stupid way, but like,
hey, why not?
Yeah. They got Visionaries in there.
I don't even know what that is.
Visionaries were the guys with the holograms on their chest, like the lenticular stuff on their chest.
I'm watching this thing now.
And like holograms would come out of them to do magical powers. That one, if they have a whole movie just based on that, wow.
And are these guys getting, so they're getting their own movies?
I don't know. I could see a Mask standalone movie and G.I. Joe, of course.
Right.
Standalone movie. Micronauts. I could see a standalone movie based upon Micronauts.
I wonder if some of these are really going to be actually made.
I don't know. They got Rom the Space Knight.
Who's looking for Rom?
There's a new comic coming out, I think. There's a new Rom comic, but...
All right. What do I know? Nothing. All right. Well, these are exciting times we live in, Ship. Mask is coming back.
You don't know how excited I was at this news.
What's next? Cops?
Why not?
All right. How about some new releases?
Sure.
You didn't read any comics this week?
I did, but it was all like follow-on issues to stuff I've talked about before.
Okay.
So Squirrel Girl.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's...
Any gay Transformer stuff?
Not any gay Transformer stuff this week, but there was no... Yeah. Maybe the next issue of Transformers.
I
read the second issue of... the new Vision comic.
Okay.
That is really good. I think that is depressing enough for you, GB.
You think so?
Yeah.
Does it talk about like bad conditions in the Middle East or anything like that?
No, it's all suburb/murder problems.
No, nothing about our politicians just lying to us?
No.
Flat out? No.
I saw there was a Mad Magazine with Donald Trump on the cover.
Have you watched Darth Trump yet?
I did. Very good.
It's the best, right? Yeah, we just agree that that's the greatest thing. I put it on the end of the show last week, right? I must have. I think I wanted to. I've watched it at least a million times. I made Mrs. Cheapy watch it multiple times, and she's like, "What's wrong with you?" But she laughed when they get to the stakes. You have to laugh.
Yeah.
This deal's getting worse all the time. Oh, it's so good. Darth Trump. Just do yourself. If you haven't watched that yet, it's the greatest thing ever. So what do we got this week?
Nintendo kind of released Devil's Third for the Wii U.
Okay.
They put out like 12 copies of it, and now that $60 game goes for a minimum of like $130 on the secondary market.
Did you see the press release of their normal weekly press release of their new releases?
They
just pushed it down to the bottom of the page.
Can't they just own up to it? Like, there is still a market for this game.
Right. What did you think it was going to be? You thought it was going to be a 95 on Metacritic? I mean, you knew what you were getting, and people will, there's an audience for that. And there's the same audience that buys your console. So, yeah. Why are you so embarrassed?
Yeah. It's
it's an Itagaki joint, right?
Yeah, it's Itagaki. I mean, it's been in development forever.
So he probably grabbed some ass that he shouldn't have, and they found out about it.
Maybe.
That's what I'm thinking. You get pushed to the bottom of the press release.
Apparently the game is not so hot, but I still want to play it. I was hoping to track down a copy. I know it's available on eShop.
Hey, it's a Nintendo Wii U exclusive. I mean, there's not that many.
Yeah, they published it. That's the weird thing.
It's a Wii U game. There's not that many.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. I will play it at some point. I just have a hard time paying $60 for the eShop version of it. I would rather have the physical copy.
All right. I did look at Toys R Us.
I don't even know if it went to Toys R Us or not. I know Best Buy had it. I know Amazon had it. And I know GameStop had it. And I just waited a day too long to try to get it.
Oh, well.
Yep, I can wait longer because they can always print more.
Right.
Let's see, what else came out? Is there anything else?
No. Foosball World Tour on PC.
Finally.
Yeah. The PS4 port. Great. No, that's it.
All right.
Great. That's good.
Enjoy,
all right,
everyone.
How about a word from our friends at Harry's? Oh, at harrys.com. I know that Shipwreck, you're a new Harry's customer.
I am. I ordered the Truman set.
Okay, what color is that?
I ordered the orange one.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, I think there was like four different colors to choose from. That's the one that's $15, but then with the cast coupon, it's $5 off. It's a quality product. I enjoy shaving with it. It's, I don't know. For a razor, it feels like it is like heavy, and like, it's not just like sometimes with these blades, like you think like it only has like a couple of blades on it or whatever, but it has, I don't know how many blades on there, like four.
400 blades. That's right.
400 blades.
Five blades, I believe.
Five blades. So it's got enough blades.
Yes, it has enough blades. That's their tagline, actually. Enough blades to cut your hair. It's a really creative tagline.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I had the Movember kit, which I really like as well. So I will remind our listeners to go to harrys.com, use coupon code CADCAST to get your $5 off and free shipping. I'm not sure if at this point you can get it in time for the holidays, but it depends on when you're listening to it, quite honestly. So, head over to harrys.com, use coupon code CADCAST, and, get some quality shaving going, because it is really good.
Yeah. Like for that $15 set that you get for $10 after coupon, it's a really good deal because you get three blades in there. You get the razor, you get the shave gel.
I will tell you a story. My wife wanted to buy a razor. She likes actually to buy men's razor blades.
Okay.
Probably, I don't know why, but she likes to buy it. She doesn't like to buy the women set. So we went to Duane Reade, and we went, and I was like, why don't we just buy it from Harry's? Because it's going to be ridiculous to buy it from here. And do you really need it right away? Whatever. I think she was just ignoring me, quite frankly, because she just bought it. And then I looked at the receipt, and I was like, did you realize that this was $15 just for this piece of shit right here? And for $10, we could have got the hookup at Harry's. And yeah, I don't know. It was a waste of money. Felt bad about it. But yeah, harrys.com, coupon code CADCAST. Thank you, Harry's. So are we up to the big Sony news here? I think we are. Kojima-san news?
Yeah, hit me with it.
So Kojima Productions is the name of the new Kojima.
It sounds familiar.
Yes, it's. I think it might have been similar to the last one. What was that called?
Kojima Productions?
I think so. Yeah, it sounds like it rhymes, actually.
Yeah.
So Sony's partnering with Kojima Productions to make a game. And
not a lot of details yet, other than he wants it to be edgy and basically good. He wants it to appeal to a lot of people and be good, is what I got from his interview.
Oh, there was an interview? I just saw that little video with Andrew House.
Oh, no, there was an interview later with IGN, I think is the article that I read.
Oh, okay. So we have a lot of people wrote in questions and stuff about this announcement. At Go Dig Guy Go says, are you surprised Microsoft didn't snag Kojima for an exclusive deal to make a game for them? And what are the thoughts of Sony doing it? I already know what Shipwreck thinks. No, I don't.
Do you?
I know what I think.
Okay. Hit me with what you think first.
I think Microsoft likes to go after titles, like proven titles.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably just like a little safer. It's probably a safer bet. And while I think everyone will agree that Kojima is a talented developer, Metal Gear Solid is the thing that you want to pay money for if you're going to be laying out big bucks.
Mm-hmm.
If you can. Not to say, like, I have no idea. Nobody knows what the Sony deal is.
Right. That's the caveat in all this. Like,
we have no information about anything, really. But my guess is, just Microsoft seems to go after like a franchise.
They go after franchises, and they go after things that they need to fit in their schedule. Like it's got to be stuff that's they know when it's coming out, like relatively soon.
Maybe Microsoft's been burned too many times going the other way, developer way.
Yeah, it's a perfectly fine strategy. Sony tends to take more risks. That's just the nature of their company. Good on them for getting this exclusive. It is coming to PC later.
Okay. And we have no idea. I mean, when is this coming? This could be PlayStation 5, right?
He says, like in the interview, he said he wanted it to be a complete game. So
don't ask me about it for at least 4 years.
Right.
And then I'll talk like, to
him. Nothing has been done yet.
Okay.
Like it's
nothing.
It's an idea.
It's ideas in a notebook.
Right.
It's a PowerPoint deck.
So it's a while off, but it makes sense for Sony to do it, because why wouldn't you say, hey, we're the ones that backed Kojima on this.
Right. Right. Sure. Right. It can't really, well, who knows? We don't know what the deal is. So, but Sony's pretty conservative, so I'm sure they're not,
they're conservative on the deals, but they're risky on like going for kind of wilder stuff. Like they support indies and stuff like that better than Microsoft does.
Right. All right. Wait, there was another thing about where's that other Kojima?
I think Kojima should just Kickstarter it. Like, how much money would he make?
Who said he's not gonna? I don't see them saying there's no Kickstarter.
What do you think about his new logo? It's pretty good.
It's what was it like? I couldn't even figure out what was going on there. It's like a skull inside a turkey or something? No. What was that?
It was
like a turducken, I think.
It's a skull inside of like a combination of a medieval knight helmet and a mech looking helmet.
Sure.
Like a spacesuit helmet. It's pretty good.
That sounds good.
It's better than like the scared Halloween cat or whatever the last one was.
Oh, here's the other question that I hold. Thomas Davis wrote in and he wanted to know why Andrew House's Japanese was better than mine. And then he said, shame. Because in the, you saw, did you see the announcement?
Mm-hmm.
It's in Japanese.
Yeah.
So I looked it up because I watched the video and I was like, oh, yeah, his Japanese is really good. He worked for Sony in Tokyo starting in 1990. So he's been, you know, that's why. I don't think I have to say any more. And so that's why he's so then I brought Shima in and I said, hey, check out this guy and rate his Japanese for me and compare it to my friends who speak Japanese. And she said, oh, he's, you know, pretty. He's not faking this. This is, you can't fake this, is what she said. And then Kojima came on and started speaking Japanese. And I said, hey, rate his Japanese.
She's and like, he's speaking Japanese, but I don't understand a word of what he's saying.
Right. It's like, just nonsense.
It's just really nonsense.
No. She just looked at me funny when I said that. What else we got here? Nintendo. Yeah, there was some Nintendo stuff happened too.
Hmm. Well, we didn't talk about the PlayStation VR stuff.
Oh, right. Where's that on here?
It's one of the cagback questions on there.
Oh, yeah. At Jerkface Killer writes in and says, word on the street is the retail version of PlayStation VR is with developers and software is coming. Final price and date predictions. So you saw that there's a Wii U. Is it a Wii-sized console that's attached to it or a Wii U-sized console?
They're approximately the same size. So I think it's a Wii-sized
Or processor. Is it just a really small thing and like Wii?
No, it's WII.
Damn.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a separate like processor unit that the PlayStation VR plugs into before it plugs into your PlayStation 4.
Right. So this thing is at a minimum, it's $400 and it can't be more than five. So it's, you're really just guessing.
You think $400 minimum?
Yeah.
I'm hoping for 350.
They said get ready for a console price, and $400 is definitely a console price.
Well, $299 is a console price now.
Right, but he said it several months ago. I don't know.
Right.
It's got a whole console that attaches to it. Come on, I'm gonna say. Look, it doesn't matter. Does it really? It doesn't matter if it's 350, 400, or 500. It's going to sell pretty much about the same amount, which is not that many. I'm going to say 400 if I have to guess.
I'm going to go 350. I'm going to be optimistic.
But the answer is at this price, these price points, it doesn't really matter. It's doomed to not sell very many, but that doesn't mean we can't have fun with it, certainly. And a date. We have to have a date prediction as well.
I'm going to say, is it going to be pre-E3 or post? I'll say June.
June? No. Wait, June coming out in June? Or that's when they're going to tell us what the price is? I don't think it can come out in June. Did they say that it's coming out in a certain quarter this year?
I don't remember.
You see,
it's so confusing. I'm going June. I'm being optimistic with my price and my date. No.
Holiday. Yeah, it's good. It's holiday 2016.
How are all these people developing all this VR software going to pay the bills?
It's a little bit longer. Not that much longer. Come on. these aren't like AAA titles. We're not talking about, you know, $50, $100 million games here that are being developed. You said what? You said June? I'm actually writing this down. June?
Yeah. June.
That seems unlikely. I mean, I don't think you want to launch this without significant software. But it doesn't. Like I said, it doesn't.
Well,
matter.
It's coming. It's coming with Eve Valkyrie,
which is great.
Yep.
That's the best. I want that. Yeah. I say holiday. All right. What else we got here? Nintendo. So Smash Brothers. The Smash Brothers. What do you call that?
Nintendo Direct. The final Smash Brothers Nintendo Direct.
Is that what that was? Okay.
Yep.
So they announced three new characters, I think. Mm-hmm. Bayonetta. I don't know who the other two are. Who are the other two?
The other one was named, oh gosh, Cornette. A new Fire Emblem character for a Fire Emblem game that's not out yet. Fire Emblem Fates.
Okay, Ralph, I think his name was.
It's like Cornette or something. I don't know. You're putting me on the spot on this character that nobody knows who it is.
I can't be bothered to Google it. Sorry. Yeah.
And was the other one Cloud?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So I guess I learned that people don't want this information spoiled. They got mad. Who wrote this in? At Jay Nup said, people were upset that some Smash info got leaked before the Direct. How do you guys feel about leaked DLC news? Are they considered spoilers? No. No. I would like to have more flexibility on that, but it's not plot. I mean, unless it's you can learn something about the main game's plot from the DLC announcement, or the DLC leak, rather, then no, you can't get upset about the spoiler.
What's the point of getting upset about it? If
it's a product announcement.
Right. Like, it's either going to be, you're going to get it at the same time as everybody else. So there's no reason that you should feel spoiled from not seeing it first on a Nintendo Direct.
It's a product. And if it doesn't ruin the plot, then it's not a spoiler. That's the definition. I think the definition of spoiler, it has to ruin the plot or the experience of the subject, right? And how does not knowing about some future product availability is going to affect your enjoyment of the game that you play? That doesn't seem like it makes any sense. It may affect your enjoyment of the commercial that you're about to watch for the game.
It was a long commercial too. Like, I watched that thing for like 45 minutes.
You hung in there, huh?
I don't even play this game.
Why were you watching? You're studying.
Right. It was really just a, let's see what everybody gets excited about with this. And it's a well done, like, little commercial that they do. They go into a lot of depth of like, this is this character's move when you hit down in special, and this is this character's move when you are jump up in the air and do this move. There was a lot going on. I didn't realize either that these were like $6 a pop for each one of these characters, I think.
I didn't know that either.
So, yeah.
Well, I guess, why would I assume that they should be free? I mean,
I don't know.
That's a silly thing to assume.
I had no idea what they were charging for this stuff. But I've been really impressed by how much they have put out for this game, though. Like, they have been committed to Smash Brothers for a long time now.
Does Nintendo put out a lot of games that they support with DLC?
Paid
DLC?
They supported Mario Kart pretty well.
Okay.
I may be forgetting some other ones. Splatoon, they're supporting well with all the events and everything. So I think for the ones that are hits for them, they do a good job of sticking with them. There's of course the amiibo that go along with all these Smash Brothers announcements as well.
Right.
But I don't know. People seem to like the Smash Brothers Nintendo Direct. So I wish I liked that game. I wish they would make a game with all these characters, 'cause I like the idea.
A lot of a character mashup fighting game is great.
Yeah, I just don't like Smash Brothers.
I've played it several times, and not just this version, but previous versions. I still have no idea like what the numbers are on the screen. Like, how can you have 150%? I don't understand. Anyway, at Drizzy and Drew writes in and says, in time for the holidays, say one nice thing about Nintendo. Shipwreck, you have to go first because I can't think of anything. No.
They have excellent IP.
I don't know. I wish I wanted to buy their stuff, but that's not a nice thing. Good luck with the NX. How about that? That's really not a nice thing about Nintendo. That's more of encouragement. I don't know.
They make good games.
I haven't played. I wouldn't know. I haven't played any recently.
Yeah.
They don't offend me.
There you go.
Happy Christmas. Whatever. Microsoft, you finished Tomb Raider.
I did. That is a really good game from start to finish.
Mazel tov. Did you find it get it got very difficult at the end? Were you dying a lot?
No.
No, you weren't.
I played it on normal or whatever.
Yeah, so did I.
No, super easy.
Super easy. All right. Well, we had a different experience. I don't know. How'd you kill those guys? They were tough.
Which
How'd
guys? They all died. They all died the same way. You shot them in the head.
No, but then they wear like helmets and shit.
You dodge and hit Y.
Oh.
Were you not using the counter moves?
No, I hadn't unlocked those.
Oh, yeah. They're one hit kills.
No, I didn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like there's that whole section towards the end where it's like, oh, I better watch out for these guys that are down there. And I just jump off the building and go down there and kill them.
One shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to do it the old-fashioned way with arrows through the head. It wasn't – or exploding arrows or napalm arrows. Mm-hmm.
I think this one did a better job of compared to the previous one. The previous one, it seemed like towards the end, the levels got more spread out and sparse. Like it just seemed like it was kind of filler.
Okay.
I don't remember if you remember like the beach area in the last game.
No.
You were like climbing on wrecked ships and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's the benchmark in the PC version.
Yeah, yeah. That part seemed to drag a little bit. There was like more open areas in there. Whereas this, if you just mainline this, there's not like a dull moment in it.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna go back and do some of the tombs and stuff.
Yeah, I'm like at 93% completion. I think I just need to like,
nice,
go and dig up some gold.
Perfect.
Right.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks.
You haven't finished that many games this year, have you?
Not really.
Pretty bad showing. Nick Chester kicked your ass this year.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Pretty much.
I don't know. I have a lot of dad responsibilities.
I know. Hey, Nick Chester's a dad too, I'm just saying.
Right, but I don't think he cares about his kid.
Right. That I know for a fact.
Yeah. He's just a horrible human being.
Just games. He cares about finishing games.
He's an epic now.
Like, I know. Congratulations on that.
Yeah. That seems like a good place to be.
Yeah. That Paragon MOBA thing looked pretty good. Did you watch the video on that?
I did. As soon as I see that it's like a MOBA though, that's just not my thing.
But it had good graphics.
It did.
It
did have good graphics and aiming. Shooting. I just know that that's not something that I'm going to spend a lot of time with.
All right. At Monster Mag writes in and says, how about the great prizes offered by Xbox Live Rewards for their Gimme 5 promo? I have no idea if he's being sarcastic or not, Chip, because it's the internet. Is he being sarcastic?
Depends on whether he signed on in the first 5 minutes of the promo or not.
Oh, that affects the prize that you get?
Yeah, it was a first come, first serve thing. Right. And some of the first serve ones were, I think they were like limited edition consoles and stuff like that. Like high dollar stuff. And then after that, it was like avatar items and
sweet
maps for 360 multiplayer games.
Print out this greeting card. Congratulations.
Yeah, I think I chose some Call of Duty Advanced Warfare maps.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You're going to be all over that shit, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to download that and it's going to take up room in my hard drive.
All right, what else we got here? Some more CAGbag. Let's do the CAGbag, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're ready. At Super Mario Tweet writes in and says, Cheapy, what are your highs and lows after being 1 year back in New York City? Well, should I start with the highs or the lows, Chip? I don't know.
Start with the highs. Wombat's asking if we're still recording.
Yes.
I told him yes. Was that the right answer?
Is he ready to jump in? No, he's not on Skype, I can see.
No, he messaged on Skype.
No, but he's still... Oh. Oh, he is on there. Interesting.
Try calling him.
Should we? Could he possibly have fixed it by now? What about my highs and lows?
Yeah.
Supposed to do? Highs or lows first?
Lows first.
The lows is Wombat trying to get on this fucking CADcast. I got to say, that whole experience is pretty low. No, it's not working, shit. I would say the low point would be when we first moved back to the city, and combined with the jet lag and just like the pretty much reverse culture shock and the really noisy apartment in the Times Square area that we were living in. Mrs. Chibi and I couldn't even sleep in the same bed because the bed was just too shitty. And every time I moved, because I couldn't sleep, it would just wake her up. And we questioned whether we made the right decision in moving to New York City and whether we should move back to Japan or not. That was probably the low point. And that was like the first, you know, month of living here. But we got that out of the way fast. And I'd say the high point would be buying the new house. Cause that was pretty exciting and unexpected. I guess, is that a good answer, Ship?
Yeah.
What about the crazy lady on the train?
She was probably a middle.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle there.
It's just like business as usual, really. Carl Kramer writes in and says, Ark Survival Evolved was released today for Xbox One. Can you guys discuss early access style games coming to consoles? This is a trend I don't like. Didn't Microsoft announce? Did both Microsoft and Sony announce that this system was coming?
Well, it's been going on Xbox One for a while.
Okay, so like then this is just part of that program.
Yeah,
right?
This is part of that program. I don't know. I have not partaken in any of those early access games that are in this program.
Have you done early access on Steam?
Yeah, I've had a couple early access things on Steam.
Does it offend you? I don't understand why this is something that offends people.
No, it doesn't offend me, but it does make me not want to purchase them.
But that's fine. That's a normal, completely normal reaction, I think. But to have it offend you maybe is not so normal. I can understand you not wanting to buy a game that's not completed. But these days, the completed games aren't even completed.
Sure. I don't understand why Ark's, like this one, just release it. Like, say it's done. Put it out there. Don't do this early access style for this game.
It doesn't stop Assassin's Creed or Batman or anybody, really, these days. Halo. I mean, pretty much every game is broken. So, yeah, I'm not offended by it, but I think it's more offensive to put out a game and say it's complete and have it be broken.
Yeah, I think this hurts sales on these games, because what it does is like nobody, like the press doesn't want to review it because there's no hard release date on this stuff.
But people, you know, you get more page views when you review a game that other people haven't played yet. You know, that's a lot more interesting to people. If I could just buy the game, I don't necessarily need to read your review. If I've been playing it for 2 months already. Any thoughts on the threat to Xbox Live and PSN for Christmas?
This is in regards to hackers saying they were going to take down both services.
Oh, is this something that happened?
Yeah. Hackers have come out and said that they're going to take down both services over Christmas.
Why?
Because they're in the Christmas spirit.
Is this part of the war on Christmas?
Yeah, they're just dicks. They do it every year. Yeah, it'll go down for some amount of time.
Sony more than Xbox?
Who knows? Probably. That would be my guess, but yeah, every year this happens.
Archaic writes in and asks, basically, I'll just paraphrase, something happened that we're not doing the Child's Play stuff anymore. No, nothing really happened. Maybe we should just do something else. I think we did enough of that. Let's find something else to do. I don't know. There's no reason for it. It's just, I don't know. You get bored of doing the same old thing. This is more of a question for Wombat. Let's table that because it involves Batman. I don't know. What else we got here? At Falcon Punch Pod asks, is anyone on the CatCast as disappointed as me that this gaming generation is about remakes and Game Boy level indie games? Is this generation about indie games?
A lot of it. I mean, that's what's getting made. That's what games are now. Like, there's not that many AAA titles anymore.
It's just gotten too expensive and too risky.
Yeah, it's too expensive. It takes too long to produce them. So unless you know that you're going to have a hit, where you have a proven franchise, you just don't make.
And even that's not guaranteed anymore. Look at Tomb Raider. I mean, that's pretty much a proven franchise. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
a proven franchise. They made a great game, and
yeah, what happened?
Well, I mean, it's the Microsoft exclusive happened. Them releasing the same day as Fallout happened.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, that's why you see a lot of indie games being made.
Yeah.
It's tough business out there.
The remake stuff, they need games. And I'm not totally against the remakes. I'm not interested in ones that I've already played. But if I haven't played something, I'll buy the remake of it because it's the
definitive version.
Yeah, it's the definitive version. It's on the console that I'm playing currently. I don't know. It just makes sense business wise that this is how everything has worked out.
Yeah, I'm hoping the floodgates are going to open soon with bigger games, but
it's not.
It's not. It can't. It's just it can't support the industry. Can't support it. Can't support these $100 million games.
I mean, I'm surprised we get as many as we do still. Like, I'm really looking forward to Quantum Break, and I don't think that game will sell.
It's going to be tough, unless Microsoft dumps us. But even still, there's just not that many Xboxes out there.
I mean, Alan Wake was great, and it didn't sell all that great.
Right.
And that was on last gen, where it...
There were a lot of Xboxes.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard out there. You need those tap games on your iPhone if you want to make money.
Or make Nintendo games.
Right. All right. Well, I don't know. I think that's it, Shep. I think we're done.
That sounds agreeable to me. I mean,
we did talk for about an hour before we actually hit the record button.
Right. And that's really where the stuff that you wanted to listen to was at.
It was much better than the actual show. So send your angry emails to Wombat, or to me, because I should have just said we should just record this. I want to remind everybody to go to harrys.com and use coupon code CADCAST to get $5 off your order and free shipping. You can get a great kit for $10. It's totally worth $10. Go to harrys.com. Thank you. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at Shipwreck, and at New Wombat, and of course at Video Game Deals. Shout out to Thorbon. Are we doing it? We're not doing a show next week, right? That's Christmas.
It's Christmas week.
Yeah. I'm going to Florida for a couple of days. Visit grandma and grandpa.
Nice.
Well, Ty, yeah. I feel like I have a duty to present Ty. You know, he's off from school, so we gotta do it. Yeah. You have any big holiday plans?
No, they're all around here. All my family's from here in Cincinnati, so.
Nice.
We'll stay here.
Well, it sounds like a plan. So that means, is this the last show of the year right here? Well, we can do one maybe the next week. Well, I don't know. Who knows, Shipwreck? I think this might be the last show of the year.
Okay. Well, game of the year.
Do you know, in addition, when I was setting up the filters, the mute filters for my Twitter clients, mm-hmm. I threw game of the year in there also. Because I don't really need to read anybody's Game of the Year list. But apparently it doesn't work. So I guess I will be reading everybody's Game of the Year tweets. All right. Well, if we don't talk to you before the new year, I wish you a happy new year. If we do, then you're going to get two happy new years. What do you think of that? Shipwreck, any parting words?
Nope. Merry Christmas, everybody. Bread's done. Secret Raiders who will neutralize. Tracker's gonna leave the mission, and Spectrum's got such supervision. Mist is the mighty power that can save the day. Mist, no one knows what lies behind the match race. Mist, always riding on Venom's trail. Come see the laser ray.